Hey guys, I'm back. This is Mike Felker, and you are watching, or if this is a podcast, you're listening to the JW Review. So I am back, and what we're going to talk about today is a bit of a new format. So as you can see, I am sitting in my car, and you're probably wondering, where were you for the past 6 or 7 months? So everything has been okay, and I appreciate everyone who actually wrote to me and checked up on me just to make sure everything is okay. Needless to say, things got just extremely busy with my life. A lot of things were going on, so nothing necessarily bad. I just got to a place where I just had to take a step back from all of this because it takes a lot of time to make these videos and podcasts and whatnot. A lot of it's on the back end, just doing all the research I have to do. So just a lot of time is involved, and I was doing a lot of that on the weekends. And so to make a long story short, I just kind of ran out of time on my weekends, and I just could not anymore devote the time. So I decided to take a step back and just kind of reevaluate just what I'm doing. And just over the course of these 6 or 7 months, I've just had a lot of time to think and reflect and pray, and also just do a lot of study into various topics that I've just wanted to do for a long time, but wasn't able to because the podcast was taking up a lot of my time on the weekends. So there were times where I wanted to kind of fold this whole thing and just let it go, even shut down my website, because you may not know this, but websites actually cost money, especially if you have a .com. So websites cost money to maintain, and believe me, I don't receive a dime from doing this, and people have even asked me if I make a living doing this. Well, absolutely not. If anything, I spend money doing this, but I'm not complaining. That is all totally fine. But the reason I decided to continue with this podcast is not because I'm something special. That's really not about me. It's really about you and all of you who listen or watch this podcast. A lot of people have just told me, especially over the past 6 or 7 months, just been very encouraging and saying that, you know, your podcast is kind of what kept me going. It was very encouraging. And this is especially the case with Jehovah's Witnesses who are still within the organization. And this is one of their only kind of sources outside of the Watchtower where they can just get some encouragement, really, and just to be able to interact with the things that they're hearing in the Kingdom Hall. So, and just a lot of people just telling me their stories. So I came back to this because I was just hearing that this was actually helping people. So if this is helping people, then I just think that I should continue doing it. And it's not that there aren't a lot of people out there helping people in this way with Jehovah's Witnesses and ex-Jehovah's Witnesses, but this is maybe a little more of a unique platform. And part of that uniqueness is that my perspective is more of an evangelical perspective, or if we're going to get more specific, I am a Reformed Protestant. So, yeah, so I have a lot of those particular distinctives. So I'm going to approach a lot of these topics relating to Jehovah's Witnesses in kind of a different way than what you might be used to hearing. So that's one thing. And so what I'm doing here is a new format. So as you can see, I'm in my car. I'm not in my comfortable office. And so I decided that when I wanted to start this back up, I was just going to have to figure out another way other than doing it at home in my office on the weekend. And so what I'm doing now is I am actually on my lunch break at work. And for my job, I spend a whole heck of a lot of time in my car driving around all over the place. I'm actually in sales, and so I'm just constantly driving around. And so when I was kind of thinking about how am I going to do this podcast, how am I going to make it work? Well, I decided, okay, well, why not do it in my car? So what I have in front of me is my iPad. And so, of course, this iPad has video, but I haven't figured out a way to do the whole screen splitting and stuff on this iPad, except for what I'm going to show you here. That's my recording software. And then here is where I have the watchtower and my Bible software side by side. So this is a similar format to what I had before, except you're not seeing my face, which is totally fine fine with me. So this is how the JW Review is going to be going forward unless something changes. So you can see here the watchtower on the left, and what we're going to do is next week I'm going to post my first review, and we're starting the December 2018 Watchtower Study Edition. And we're going to start on the week of February 4th through 10th, because like before, I'm trying to be a week ahead so you can have this material to digest before you're actually going to your Kingdom Hall meetings. And so you're going to have the Watchtower on the left, and then on the right, you're going to have whichever Bible translation I'm using, which is usually the New American Standard Version. So I'm going to go through the review basically just like how I did before. Like, I've got my stuff highlighted here, I've got my notes, and so the format's not going to change that drastically. You will notice that my microphone quality may not be as great, because at home I had a really nice blue Yeti microphone, and then now I just have this this cheap little lapel mic plugged directly into my iPad. So hopefully the quality is okay. So this is the format, and I hope and pray I can do this every week as long as the material is interesting. And in a perfect world, I would also be talking about the meeting workbooks that happen midweek, because that's where a lot of the meat happens. So a lot of the Watchtower Study Editions, and I've been keeping up as much as I could with, you know, the weekly articles and whatnot, and there's just not a whole lot of meat in the study edition. A lot of it's just about Christian living from a Watchtower perspective, and I would say this month might be a little bit of an exception, because there's some actual doctrinal stuff in there, which is good, but a lot of times there's not that much doctrinal stuff. And so the meeting workbook for midweek, a lot of that has kind of delves into some of the older Watchtowers where there was a little bit more meat, and so we could discuss more doctrinal issues. And so if there is time, I might go into that midweek. And of course, if there's something really interesting in the JW broadcast, I would love to review that as well. So there it is. And also, if you're not aware of this, I do have a website, michaeljfelker.com. That's where I post the video. And that's where you can go to find the actual podcast in iTunes. And I may even start writing some more articles there, as well as post other updates on various subjects, not even those related to the Jehovah's Witnesses. So I'm going to switch back over here to my camera. There's my feet. So here we go. I actually wanted to do this just to give you an update, but also wanted to talk about something a little more topical. Just so you can actually get something out of listening or watching this podcast. So it was always asked of me, why are you involved in Jehovah's Witnesses, Mike? And people want to know if I was an ex-Jehovah's Witness. So the short answer is no, I've never been a Jehovah's Witness. I've never been formally associated with the Jehovah's Witnesses in any way, shape, or form. I've never had any family members that are Jehovah's Witnesses, and really not even any friends who are Jehovah's Witnesses. So you might wonder, well, okay, why are you doing this? This is just very, very odd for someone like you to be spending all of your time on this. Well, it's not all of my time, but this does take some time. So the reason I do this, first and foremost, like I mentioned before, is that it is helpful to people. The second reason is I can't seem to be getting away from this. Every time I try to, move away or really try to focus on a different topic, and I've tried that with like Mormonism and with atheism and just different things like that, this whole topic of Jehovah's Witnesses kind of just seems to latch onto me and pull me in, because every time I try to get away, something comes up where I get kind of pulled back in, and that something might be maybe I encounter some Jehovah's Witnesses in my neighborhood, or maybe I get reached out to a lot by some ex-Jehovah's Witnesses or current Jehovah's Witnesses wanting to ask a lot of questions. And so when that kind of stuff happens, that just encapsulates my mind and my thinking. And so I just can't ever seem to pull away from this, but I don't have any particular agenda here to be totally honest with you, other than helping people who want to be helped. And there's a lot of you out there who really want help, who are really trying to develop your thinking, who are really trying to figure out what the Watchtower teaches, what's true that they teach, when there are things that are true that they teach, and also things that are false that they teach. And you're trying to just try to think for yourself and try to figure out what God's Word actually says, and not trying to accept the words of men without question, which is what you would do if you're a faithful Jehovah's Witness. So I'm doing this because people want this. They need this. I don't have any kind of particular axe to grind. In fact, if you looked at my bookshelf and everything that I'm reading right now, it's not even really stuff directly related to Jehovah's Witnesses. So there's actually other topics I would, in a lot of ways, rather kind of get into and go in that direction. But I'll tell you, one reason why I don't go into some other topics such as atheism and naturalism and all that is because atheists on the internet are so plentiful and so oftentimes vitriolic. And it's just not a pleasure at all dealing with atheists. Now, it's fine if I'm dealing with someone who really wants to have an intelligent conversation and they're respectful, or they're really kind of questioning Christianity and trying to kind of figure things out. That's all fine and well, but that's not the norm, at least not from my experience on the internet. And there is also more than a few people dealing with atheism and naturalism and evolution and all that online from a Christian perspective. There's a plethora of people like that, so I don't really feel the need to add one more voice to that and just get myself too overly involved on a topic like that. Whereas with Jehovah's Witnesses, there are not a ton of voices that are similar to mine out there dealing with Jehovah's Witnesses. So, for example, can you name me one or two Christians from a Reformed perspective who are addressing the Jehovah's Witnesses in a way that I am? Well, you probably can't name too many. And also on top of that, how many of anybody do you find doing weekly Watchtower reviews, which I think are really needed? Well, I can only think of one, and that's Mileti Vivlon's website, which is great, by the way. I would highly recommend it. But there's really not that many doing what I do. So that's why I do this. But how did I get involved in the first place? Well, I'm not going to get into the whole story, but let me just back up about, I think it's about 12 years ago. And this is my senior year of college, and I was getting a sociology degree, which I did graduate with, a Bachelor of Science in Sociology. So one of the projects that we were working on, kind of as our thesis, if you will, was we had to pick a religion of our choice other than our own. So in other words, I couldn't just choose the Baptist denomination or something, or Reformed denomination. You had to pick a religion of your choice, and you had to examine their views on death and the afterlife, which is very relevant field to sociology. So I decided to pick the Jehovah's Witnesses. And I didn't have much, if any, experience with the Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't think I'd ever really talked to one before then. But they were just a religion that always kind of intrigued me. And there's a lot that intrigues me even to this day about their religion. But let's just say I was pretty intrigued, and so I picked them. And what we had to do was we had to interview a number of Jehovah's Witnesses from different locations and compare their answers. And so what I was doing was I was recording the interviews, and I was asking them questions about death and the afterlife. Questions, for example, of what do you believe happens when you die? How confident are you that this will happen? How do you relate to death in this life? Yeah, how do you deal with that? And so all sorts of questions like that I was asking Jehovah's Witnesses so that I could kind of pool all of those answers, so none of these Jehovah's Witnesses were talking to each other, giving each other answers, or talking about how they're going to respond to me. So no, this was kind of like a triangulation from different locations, no one knowing what the other answers would be. So long story short, I compiled all my research together, I turned in my report, got a good grade, graduated, there we go, that's done. So a lot of the Jehovah's Witnesses who I was interacting with, they wanted this to be more than just academic research. They really wanted to get to know me, and they also wanted to share their beliefs with me. And so at that point, and this was around, I think, 2007, around that time, they basically asked me to do book studies with them. So basically go through the Bible Teach book, which I think is about pretty much in the same form that it's in today. I'm not sure how many differences there are in today's version versus the version like 12 years ago. So what I did from that point forward was I embarked on a study with them because I kind of grew a heart for the Jehovah's Witnesses. I really wanted to reach out to them, but I didn't really understand them that well. And so I wanted to understand them so that I could better reach out to them and better relate to them. And so I thought, well, what better way to do that than to study with them and also attend their meetings and really kind of immerse myself in the culture. Now, I was very clear with them that I wasn't doing this because I really wanted to be a Jehovah's Witness. I was upfront with them that, you know, I was interested in learning more about them so that I could actually reach them, and most of them respected that. However, they had their motives and their agenda and thinking that, well, maybe they could reach me through this process, even though we both had different agendas. And so what I did was for, I guess, about like three or so years, I was doing these book studies with, at one time, I think I was doing three or four different book studies at one time. And so I graduated college, so I actually had a little bit of time on my hands, and so I was able to do that. And it wasn't like every single week I was doing it; maybe some went a couple of weeks, and we would come back and review, and then you know, I would go study on my own. So after all of this was over, I kind of decided to start my own ministry to Jehovah's Witnesses. Because I just grew an interest in the religion, an interest in the people, and I just, I don't know what it is. I guess the Lord just awakened in me a desire to reach Jehovah's Witnesses, and I wasn't really finding a whole lot on the internet or in the way of books that were really reaching them in the right way, or at least a way that I found to be satisfying. So I thought I could add a little bit of a unique voice, and so that's really kind of what got me going. And then maybe like a year or 2 years ago, I can't remember when, I started the JW Review because, A, I wasn't having the time to write articles like I was doing before that. And you can find a whole bunch of these articles on my website, which is michaeljfelker.com. You can find a lot of articles there. But I started the JW Review because I just didn't know of any podcasts that were dealing directly with Jehovah's Witnesses, at least not from a Christian perspective. There's a few podcasts from atheists and agnostics and stuff, and you know, that's fine. They can do whatever they like, but there was nothing quite from this perspective. So I decided to do this because I thought that, you know, I could add a voice in the form of a podcast or in the form of a video and do these reviews. So that's basically the gist of how I got involved in the Jehovah's Witnesses and why I do what I do. And oh, by the way, I didn't really mention, I was going to meetings a lot of the time when I was going to the Kingdom Hall. And so those meetings were very interesting. I learned a lot, and I never really participated. I was never answering the questions. I was basically just kind of sitting in the back and just, you know, just observing. And so I did that all throughout that time as well. So I have been in Kingdom Halls. I have been involved to that extent. I never did door-to-door. So again, I was very clear of my intentions and when I was doing that. So I think I'm just going to end it there. This probably went on for a good while. So I'm really excited to start the JW Review back up again, and I'm sorry to everyone who was kind of expecting me to review the next week, but then found out, oh, well, Mike is gone. He's not reviewing, and he didn't review for 6 or 7 months. So another thing, feel free to always submit your questions to me. You can email me at mike.felker@icloud.com. You can reach me through messaging at YouTube. There's a lot you can do to reach out to me. Go to my website, michaeljfelker.com. There's a contact form there, so feel free to reach out to me. And if you have ideas or maybe you have a topic you want me to cover, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep on doing these weekly reviews. So again, it's good to be back. Happy to be back. And I hope this new format is okay. You're probably not going to see my face in this kind of format. Instead, you're going to see this. And if you're listening to this, not watching it, by this I mean my screen is split between the watchtower and my Bible software. So that's going to be the new format. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week with the first review of the December 2018 Watchtower Study Edition.
For more information about Jehovah's Witnesses and other topics, please visit michaeljfelker.com. There you can also reach me directly to submit questions or comments to be covered on the JW Review. To subscribe to this podcast, please go to iTunes and search for the JW Review.